Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is so wonderful to be with all of you here today again. My name is Brigitte Boyer, and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Saint Germain, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time. We are also very excited to introduce members of the Sixth Ray to today's show. Who exactly is going to come through, I never really know in advance, but let's look forward to one of them speaking to you directly and taking you on an inner journey. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also contact me directly via email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also highly recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website. That way you will receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light at least once a month. And that is just a great form, just another form to support you on your path of enlightenment. All the music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music or events that we recorded together that you might not have been able to come to in Clinton, which we offer on a regular basis. But his website is www.mikesnydercc.com. So now let's start with the show. Well, what a week it has been. I don't know about you guys, but you know, the closer it seems to get to the holidays, the more intense it seems to get. And today we are talking about grace, peace, the power of resurrection. No better time to talk about that when you consider how much is pushed upon one, especially those in the Northern Hemisphere that are now getting ready to celebrate some kind of holiday, whether you celebrate Christmas or any other holiday right now. You find yourself under a lot of performance pressure. A lot of things have to squeeze in, have to get done. When you feel overwhelmed, you lose that sense of peacefulness or centeredness. You get a little upset about things that usually don't even bother you. And so this week's episode is very much about helping you to maintain that place of peace, that sense of connection with the Hierarchy of Light, and also recognizing that in this connection, you're going to be of service. You're not even just going to be of service to your own self. You're truly going to be of service to everyone around you. Because if everybody starts becoming really frantic and nervous, and you maintain that level of peace and grace, it does wonders. It does wonders. And it's so easy to get caught in the anger of someone else or the fear of someone else that might trigger your own fear. But the sixth ray is really an accumulation of all the other rays that we've talked about. And you really find this continuously with the seventh ray being the closure of everything. But it's not a linear process, and yet it all is necessary to lead to the next ray. So you're learning lessons of surrendering to something greater than you. And all of you listening to this radio show, you've gone through this. You've surrendered. You've detached yourself from certain things that in the past might have been really important for you, but now you realize that the most important calling you can follow is the calling of your divine presence, your divine essence. And yes, we might forget about it every so often. We might think that other aspects in our life start taking priority, work, relationships. But deep inside of you, you've listened to that calling. You know that you're part of something greater and you're willing to do whatever is necessary to follow that calling. And so you also willingly have connected with the second ray where you've emptied yourself continuously. You've gone through transformational processes, through purging, through releasing of old concepts, old belief systems to empty yourself so that a higher vibration of illumination can come in. And that's really important for the winter solstice, because at the winter solstice that's coming up next week, we are celebrating the birth of a seed of light, of a new light every year, because it's the longest night of the year. And so in the ancient times, it was always celebrated as a special birthing of the light. And so for that, we really have to have emptied ourselves. And that has been all of 2015, with the vibration of 8, with spirit and matter joining each other in sacred union, when you look at the number 8. So we continuously have been going through this process of being touched by spirit, releasing what no longer serves that alignment, and just opening ourselves up to more illumination. And then the third aspect, the third ray, is a ray of love. We cannot do any of this without having a certain level of love and compassion for our own self, as well as for everyone around us. And so in this love aspect, that really connects right to the sixth ray, because how can we be of service if we don't have a certain love and compassion for everyone around us, seeing the divinity within them, seeing that they are a worthy cause to support them in their awakening process? And you can really only do that if you also have love and compassion for yourself and see it within your own self. So there is this process. And then the fourth ray, which is a purification ray, where we raise continuously our frequencies through certain meditations or healing processes or all kinds of healing aspects that we've learned about, that we are asking someone else to do on ourselves, whether it's massage, acupuncture, Reiki. I mean, there's so much out there to just keep maintaining our higher frequency and raising it up even further to make the gap between matter and spirit so much smaller and aligning ourselves with the divine presence. And then the fifth ray is when we truly acknowledge the divine truth within ourselves, and we become whole, we become complete in a certain way, and therefore can receive the consecration of parts of ourselves that then in turn, we then, as we step in service, as we step out into the world with the sixth ray, can use for the better of, for the betterment of all. And the sixth ray, also known as a ray of resurrection, when we reach that point where we've gone through all these trials and errors, releasing and aligning ourselves with a higher frequency, our life starts changing. There is a resurrection going on. And just like Jesus, when he said, God forgives them because they don't know what they were doing, when he was on the cross and he was able to move into this all-encompassing love and compassion for himself and for everyone around him, that was a moment where he was able to release the cross and resurrect and ascend to a higher form of consciousness. So we are all going through this process of releasing matter, releasing that cross that sometimes weighs so heavy on us. And the members of the sixth ray so much support us. I mean, I can't tell you, Archangel Uriel and Achea Aurora, their love, their compassion to help you out of the darkness into the light is so incredible. If you haven't connected with them, please do so. It's incredibly empowering and loving and beautiful. And so in this process, very much at this time in the winter when it's very dark, that's when we take another look at all these little pockets of shadow areas. And that's where we need that love from the sixth ray members to remind us that we are not alone. That when we think we are alone, that's only an illusion. In reality, we are all one. And it's time for us to truly let go of that belief system that we are up against everything by ourselves, and allow that support and that love to come in to show us that even so an obstacle might appear on the one end, that it also opens up another pathway, another doorway, where if we have the courage and steps through, we can have a whole new experience of life. So Saint Germain, I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about that. And then later on, the sixth ray, the members of the sixth ray, certainly we'll talk about this a little bit more, and we'll take you on an inner journey where you will receive an energy attunement, an activation of the ray of resurrection within you. So we will now go for a short little break, and when we come back, then I will turn the word over to Saint Germain, and we'll go from there. So we'll be back in a few minutes. everyone, and welcome back from our short break. I just want to mention before I turn the word over to Saint Germain that this radio show is called The Power of Transformation, Pathway Towards Enlightenment. And there's a reason for that, because as we do these activations with the seventh ray in different radio episodes, and as we work with these different aspects, you're also going to find that you're beginning to integrate them more into your daily lives. And that brings about transformation. It brings about change. And it asks you to take a look at your life anew. Sometimes that can be a little bit uncomfortable, and yet towards, as you work through it, towards the end, you will find that it's incredibly liberating and freeing when you stop running away from your shadow side and you look at that, what you're so afraid of, only to find out that there's nothing to be afraid of, that underneath that you will find the beautiful divine being that you are. And you will find that you have tremendous gifts and tremendous wisdom already. And that is what it's all about, to remember who you are, to remember your divine essence, to remember how beautiful you are. So for a moment, let's just take a moment and acknowledge how much you've already done, how far you've already gone. Take a deep breath, settle yourself, and feel good about yourself. We tend to run, rush, and try to learn more, try to do more. But for a moment, fear that you've come so far already. And acknowledge that. As we are now going to play the first piece of music by Mike Snyder, and we are going to start bringing in the essence of Saint Germain, who will address you directly. Greetings, I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of our weekly radio show. And I can't express enough the importance of peace and grace at this time of transformation on Earth. So much upliftment is needed at this time. There are so many that feel overwhelmed by their life. They feel overwhelmed by the recognition that they haven't lived up to their true divine truths. And even you might feel that at time. You might look around and look at your life and find yourself not satisfied by what you see. And yet, I am here to tell you that everything is in perfect divine order. Don't allow yourself to be seduced by your ego, by your lower self, to believe that you have not accomplished anything. You're here on earth at this time. That alone is an accomplishment. You're listening to this radio show. That alone shows you your deep desire to bring change into the world. Because you are an aspect of God, Source, Creator, all that is, that means you're an aspect of Earth, you're an aspect of humanity. Your change triggers change in all that is, because there is no separation. And so I ask you more than ever to acknowledge the sacredness of who you are as an aspect of God, if you have not done so in a while. To acknowledge how beautiful the miracle of life is that you are within your body. You are so quick to judge your physical self for not being strong enough, for not being capable enough, for not knowing enough. And yet, there is nothing to know but acknowledging the sacredness of a life being manifested into existence on earth. To feel your feet connecting with the ground and to bring yourself back into the moment that is so sacred. Your mind at times scatters into the past or into the future or into the relationships that keep you busy. And I ask you right now to bring yourself back to the moment, to the sacredness of this present moment. This moment allows you everything, to experience everything, to direct everything, to manifest miracles in your life, this present moment. The only reason why you have not precipitated abundance or miracles in your life as much as you wanted to is twofold. One, you still don't fully believe that you're an aspect of God, so great all that is, and that because of that, you have the power of creation. You don't believe it. You say you do, but a part of you still questions it. And secondly, you're also here to assist humanity in an ascension process, in an awakening process. So because of that, you've agreed on a higher level to experience a certain kind of karma, a certain kind of darkness, to help transform and transmute it into love and light over and over again, to create a path towards enlightenment that then others can follow too. That is your service. That is the main service that you've agreed on a higher level and have no doubt about it. You are working with the sixth ray. You're working with other rays too, but you're here on earth at this time listening to this radio show because you have chosen to be of service long before you even entered the incarnation process of being a human self. That is the agreement you made, being of service. And now many of you are still wondering, but how am I of service? You're of service every time you choose love over fear. Every time you choose kindness instead of judging someone for their inabilities or their weaknesses or their lack of integrity because they don't know better. Bring yourself back to who you are, to your true divine essence. Bring yourself to that place of stillness that in a moment Lady Nada and Sananda will talk to you about, because it is the only place where you can shift from one consciousness level to another. For one moment, be willing to let go of all the stories you've told yourself to define who you are, that you are a certain nationality, that because of your childhood or because of your family, that is how you are today. For one moment, let those stories, leave them behind. Or that you are an enlightened being because of all the classes you've taken and everything you've done, all the work you've done on yourself. Let go of those stories. Let go even of the story that you are spirit in human form, having a spiritual experience, just for one moment. No stories. Just allow yourself for one moment to be nothing. And by being nothing, to become everything. And yes, the nothingness symbolizes the void. But out of the void, creation flows. Out of the void, new life is born. Out of the void, divinity comes into its full expression. So the void is not your enemy. The darkness is not your enemy. It is a womb out of which creation flows. And for that to take place, you must bring yourself into the present moment. You must let go of all these stories that you use to define yourself and be willing to be for one moment nothing. And with this feeling of allowing yourself to be for one moment nothing, we will now play the next piece of music from Mike Snyder, and we will turn the word over to Lady Nada, Chuan of the Sixth Ray, as a representative of the light. Greetings, my fellow lightworkers, my most beloved friends. I am Lady Nada, and it is with great joy and so much love that I come before you at this time of great transformation. And let's go right where Saint Germain left off, that place of nothingness, that place of the void. It is within the void that you have an opportunity to move into sacred union with your spiritual self like never before. Because in the void, you can't but surrender. You can't but let go of all that held meaning for you. To then allow yourself to be an open vessel for spirit to enter. This is a place of peace and grace, that place of nothingness. And do not devalue nothingness. It does not mean having no value. Nothingness means to be able to let go of all attachments, all the labels, all the stories, all the attachments. To be within the heart of all hearts and to allow yourself to feel the beating of the universal heart within you. And by doing so, being willing to let go of your own heart so that you become the heart of universal oneness. To be willing to let go of your own individuated self, to merge back into something greater than you. Something more beautiful, more magnificent, vaster. And yet that beauty and magnificence will never diminish your beauty and magnificence. It will only emphasize it more so. But for that, you have to allow the sacred union to take place. It is a form of marriage agreement where you allow yourself to be in total alignment with the hierarchy of light. And yes, that will ask of you total obedience as well. And for some of you who have issues with authority, that might be difficult. But it is only difficult because you do not have any trust and faith in that source that is bringing the guidance to you and the directions. And in addition, you also see yourself separate from that what you receive guidance from. If you would see yourself as one, how could you not listen to your own divine self? How could you fight that authority that in reality is your own authority of your own divine presence? And so often in these times of darkness that are experienced in the Northern Hemisphere right now, there is that sense of fear of that darkness. There are many stories connected to that darkness, but it doesn't have to be so. I stand for stillness. My name stands for nothingness, but it is nothing to be afraid of. It is something very beautiful. In that stillness, so much can be offered to you. So much can be revealed to you. But it asks you the willingness to just sit for a moment, to just take a deep breath and allow yourself to be. And if you haven't already done so, close your eyes and allow yourself for one moment to feel that darkness experienced with closed eyes. And there will be certain pockets of fear that might be coming up, questions you have, issues you've experienced when you've allowed yourself to surrender to this darkness. But you're not who you were then. You're very different now. And you wouldn't be listening to this if you wouldn't have already gone through a deep, deep transformational process in your life. You've looked at darkness. You've seen it. You've experienced pain and sorrow and fear. Don't you feel it is time now to release it and to be willing to step into a whole new experience of who you are? To give birth to a new self through the power of love and compassion. And so in this stillness, you begin to hear a voice that reaches far beyond this earth, far beyond the solar system, far beyond this galaxy.
It is a voice of oneness. It is a voice that wants you to acknowledge that you are already sanctified, that you are consecrated, that you are a beautiful channel and instrument of love and light. And that as such a channel and instrument, you have the capability to make such an incredible difference in the world. Through your words, through your actions, through your kindness. And so for a moment, visualize the life around you. But don't go back. Don't go into the past where you can easily say you wish you would have acted differently or you wish you would have done something else instead of the way you've decided to be. It's okay. It's all a learning process. Today, this moment, you are just who you are. A divine being who has chosen to be living in human physical form at this moment. And what does this moment mean to you? It can be a pivotal moment of choices. The choice to bring that spark of light that is within you, that you can feel within you, to those in need. Because you recognize that those in need only represent the parts of your own self that are in need as well. That when you reach out, when you help those around you, you're really also helping a part of your own self. So everything moves in circular motion. What you send out will come back manifold. Now that does not mean that you have to totally give yourself up in the process. It does mean that first, in that stillness and emptiness and nothingness, you open yourself up to receive the blessings from the divine. The voice of oneness will provide you with such a blessing. And as you do that, it also brings in the ray of resurrection. Because the moment you allow, through the power of stillness, through the power of emptiness, to bring in that higher reasoning, that higher voice, that higher consciousness, the life you've lived up to this point is simply starting to fold up, to be replaced with that what reflects your inner alignment. And so life as you've lived it up to this moment will never be the same again. And so as we are now opening yourself up, and you will feel Archangel Uriel and Achaia Aurora working on you directly through the power of love, opening you up, opening your crown up, but most importantly, opening up your solar plexus, opening up your solar plexus area, where it is all about self-worth, your sense of self-worth, to allow yourself to feel the worthiness of receiving the support in that alignment and to release everything around you so the power of resurrection that no longer reflects who you are right now and who you choose to be going forward. And so open yourself up now as we will infuse you with the ray of resurrection, and Archangel Uriel and Achaia Aurora will directly work on you, work on your heart, work on your solar plexus, work on your self-worth, work on your crown. And as we play the music, simply open your hands up, palms facing up, in a position of total acceptance, so that that ray, that flame of resurrection can burn away anything from past, present, future that no longer serves you in service towards yourself as well as in service to others, bringing about that sense of peace and grace that will help you to maintain a vibration of love no matter what is happening around you. So open yourself, allow yourself to receive. This will be a little bit of a longer piece of music. This is necessary because that's how long the time of infusion will take of the flame of resurrection into you. And then I will talk to you again further about the power of grace and peace on your path of enlightenment. yourself to integrate now this flame of resurrection. It's in every cell of your body in the next 24 hours again. But also be very much aware of the significance of these times that you live in. There's such a strong need for peace and grace in the world. Because there are so many revelations and awakenings occurring. And as those who've kept their eyes closed for a long time open them again, it can be very overwhelming at first. And you might even remember yourself when you first started looking at your life anew with different eyes, how overwhelming it was for you. So key for you in the next few weeks leading into the new year is very much to remind yourself to move into this place of stillness. Even if you write yourself reminders, use your hand to touch your heart. Feel your heart at that moment when your mind is going crazy. Feel your feet connecting to the earth. Bring yourself into the present moment by acknowledging where you are right at that moment, what room you're sitting in, what it is that you're doing right that moment. Become fully aware of this moment. And then move your awareness into your heart, into the vastness of your inner self, into that place within you that holds your divine essence, the divine flame of all that is. And bring your attention into that light and become one with it for a moment. Use your breathing to calm every nerve in your body down. And then bring that light within your heart into your solar plexus. It is exactly that area where you are most depleted and where you forget to be who you truly are. Divine, sacredness, beauty. And so as you do this process, as you find those few minutes where you remind yourself of the sacredness who you are, of who you are, then also at that moment remind yourself that everything in your life is part of you. And therefore everything is sacred. Even those aspects in your life that you might feel as uncomfortable, there's a sacredness in that too. Don't run away from it. But most importantly, remember that you're not alone. You're part of something greater that wants to work with you and through you at all times as you allow it to take place. Service starts as being of service to your own self. And then you go out into the world as you maintain that centeredness, that acknowledgement that within nothing you become everything. It's in the stillness you truly hear what needs to be heard. It's in the focus of oneness you begin to see the oneness of everything around you. And that will become the moment that when there is any form of an obstacle, when you face adversity, it no longer will draw you into that abyss that you've experienced emotionally in the past. You will maintain that connection to the divine, and you will maintain that essence of peace and grace within and around you. You will then be the threefold flame of the Christ in action. Power, illumination, and love. All intermerged, all connected. And by doing that, that is when you are of true service to humanity in this time that is so frightening and painful for many. Humanity is asked to cross a threshold into the unknown, facing many aspects of themselves that they've been running away from, The Divine Feminine is asked to not only step into her power again, but to also be willing to maintain a balance between the masculine and the feminine. The roles of the masculine and the feminine is not for one to become subservient at this point, but for equality, for balance, for the sacred union to then in turn benefit others to find the courage to do the same. And so many fears must be resolved at this time that have been carried for thousands and thousands of years. Many memories that date back to different lifetimes where you've gone through the path of initiation and remember the trials and errors and the pain of death now must be replaced by the acknowledgement that death is part of the transformation and it is the beginning of a new life. Death and birth are very closely linked. And as one door closes, another one opens. So you're asked to be fully in a place of trust and faith and to share your illumination, your light, your love with as many in the world as you can. We, members of the Hierarchy of Light, cannot begin to express the importance of this, the importance of maintaining peace and grace at this time. As the vibrational frequency is being raised further at the winter solstice and the power of manifestation becomes even stronger, it is so important to not allow the lower frequencies to remanifest themselves, but to assist humanity as a whole to raise up to a new level of existence. Now that in the next few weeks, we will all be watching over you very closely as we lead you through the winter solstice, through the festival of the light, into the new year. I am Lady Nada. My love is with you always. And now that Archangel Uriel and Archangel Aurora are going to continue working on you, and I'm now turning the word back over to Brigida for the closing. And it is so. Namaste. Thank you, Lady Nada. Thank you, Saint Germain. It always is such an honor to be part of these radio events with all of you. And thank you all listeners for being part of our show today. This will most definitely help you on your path of enlightenment. And I hope to have you back next week again when we are going to focus on the winter solstice, on the birth of a new light within you. This will be mostly Saint Germain coming through next week as he is going to guide you through this process of opening up to this new light and what it will mean to you. Make sure to listen to the show and all past shows 24/7 on demand here and on iTunes. And once again, you can find out more about me and the services I offer by visiting my website at www.lightbridge101.com or by going to my Facebook page. And thank you, Mike Snyder, for your beautiful music. For more information on him and any recordings of events or other music pieces, you can go to his website at www.mikesnydercc.com. But again, this information can also be found on my resource tab on my website. Blessings to all of you at this time of great transformation. It truly is an intense time. So stay strong in the power of peace and the power of grace. I am Brigida Boye. And you just listen to the power of transformation, pathway to enlightenment. Blessings to all of you. Peace be with you. And it is so. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on the power of transformation, pathway to enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigida Boye and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.